On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he prepared the disciples for his death, resurrection, and ascension. He promised to send the Holy Spirit, who brings all the words Jesus taught to remembrance, even these parting words of comfort. Jesus said, "You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe." Jesus first went away from the disciples as he lay in the tomb following his crucifixion. He came back to them on Easter, proclaiming the forgiveness of sins and commissioning the disciples to spread the peace which comes from his death and resurrection. These are the words of comfort of which the Holy Spirit reminds the church, the promise that Jesus will come again. Although Jesus is truly God, he humbled himself to be born of the Virgin Mary, suffer under Pontius Pilate, be crucified, died, and be buried. In his humility, Jesus truly placed himself under the Father's will for our salvation from sin and eternal death. From the Gospel accounts, we do see that the disciples did not first believe the words of comfort Jesus spoke. Only after he was risen from the dead, only after the Holy Spirit came to them, did they truly have faith. Only after Pentecost did the disciples boldly proclaim the truth that Jesus is Lord and Savior. May our Lord's words of comfort bring you peace as you trust in his promise to return in glory. Amen.